On this first day of the legislative session, I'd like to take a moment of personal privilege. Today marks the end of an era, a passing of time that few will probably notice, but many should. It's the first day Marie Price, the Dean of the Capitol Press Corps, won't be there to cover the chaos. She retired on Friday. I've never said the things to her that I'll say here today, but I realized a few weeks ago when she told me about her retirement that they were long overdue. In 2003, I showed up at the Capitol as a very green reporter, 22 years old, faking it until I made it. I didn't know anyone, and I didn't know about anything. So I watched. I watched the professionals who had covered that building for years, and they were excellent teachers. John Greiner, Paul English, Tim Granahan, Ron Jenkins, Jim Campbell, Frosty Troy, and others. And then there was Marie, a woman in a man's world. Never flashy and always quiet, I watched her work. She is a journalist, but have no doubt, Marie Price has dedicated her life to public service as much as anyone in the Capitol. Her retirement has caused me to reflect on the changing nature of journalism as it relates to our government. Without all those people I mentioned before, people like Marie, who've served as our watchdogs, some profound experience is missing today from the Capitol. It takes years to understand the political process in the way that they have, and that's the kind of knowledge that's necessary to figure out a late-night political trick that will sneak language into a bill that might affect all of us. It takes that kind of experience to know that in the legislature, there really is nothing new under the sun. Today's Capitol Press Corps is still carrying on the torch. Even though it's smaller than it's ever been, they're still watching out for your interests and mine, albeit without the institutional knowledge I had the privilege of apprenticing under. Amid all the pomp and circumstance of the first day of session today, a little bit of really important sunlight is missing. You probably won't notice, but you should. Thank you, Marie, for your dedicated service.